أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, and honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about Almighty Allah from the Quranic perspective, or God in the Quranic teachings. Prior coming and treating this important topic, let me update you some of the lessons we have presented for our listeners. As it was mentioned in the previous sessions and lectures or lessons, that Almighty Allah is known, or everyone knows Almighty Allah by His innate and primordial nature. Everyone finds and feels Almighty Allah within his own inward feelings. His inward feelings and sentiments and conscience voice say that of course Almighty Allah exists, and He is the sole source of strength, and He is the only source of power that gives energy and life to every human being, not only to every human being, but also to all creatures. Whosoever this term creator is applied for, Almighty Allah has created them. So then the question arises, so why they do not find Almighty Allah in their practical life? It was mentioned that there are many causes of wrong thinking, as we have mentioned some five elements in this regard. And then we say that the existence of primordial nature, or the existence of an innate pure nature within human beings, does not necessarily mean that it should be active and alert always. Sometimes it is under the eclipse of some other inculcations, some other schools of thoughts, doubts and problems, some other schools of thoughts, questions, or sometimes it has remained passive. So it was mentioned that the divinely revealed prophets and religions have this important duty and responsibility to awaken the human being's innate and sinless nature. The human being's primordial nature, I mean fitri, so that they themselves should find and feel wholeheartedly Almighty Allah, without being in need of an external coercion or force or this and that. So right now, we will be talking about this, that though every nation, every tribe, in the past, all the human beings believed in the existence of Almighty Allah, but some of them had an incomplete picture from Almighty Allah's attributes. They did not hesitate, they did not cast doubt on Almighty Allah's existence. Rather, they have some awkward picture from Almighty Allah. For example, some of them have an incomplete understanding from Almighty Allah's attributes, how He managed the worldly affairs, how He is actively involved running the world and running the universe. So it is an important issue that should be kept in mind. So the theory, or the knowledge that was made in the previous session, today I want to touch it. I want to respond, and that is the clockmaker theory or the watchmaker analogy, where they believe that though Almighty Allah has created the universe, The Almighty Allah is the source of strength and the source of power who has created this universe. But it does not necessarily imply that he has to be actively involved right now. So we have to respond to this question. That, of course, such an analogy is contradictory to our Islamic understanding. It is a fallacious analogy. Let me explain how this is full of fallacy. Firstly, this analogy or this simile is not very much tantamount or equivalent to Almighty Allah in the existence. You know, according to the analogy watchmaker theory or clockmaker theory, they believe that since we cannot believe that a watch with all its intricate pieces, with all its complex functions, should be made out of random, out of accident, so the universe is also the same. Universe cannot also be made out of accident. But they say that when the watchmaker makes the watch, or when the clockmaker makes the clock, then the clockmaker does not accompany the clock to work or to function. They say that the same holds true for the universe and Almighty Allah. How? Almighty Allah has created, we accept it wholeheartedly. But Almighty Allah is not actively involved in today's affairs. The human beings have been given the battery, and that is the intellect, as the clock is given the battery. Then it works on its own. There is no need that others should give them the power and the strength to work and to function. We believe that this analogy is totally wrong and false. This cannot hold true for the universe and Almighty Allah. Why? Because the universe is not like a watch. The universe is completely a contingent being, an existence. It receives Almighty Allah's grace and mercy within every second. In every second, in every hundredth of the seconds, the human beings and all the creatures are in dire need of Almighty Allah's mercy and favor. They do not stand by their own. They do not independently exist. So the example that can make us reach this conclusion is the source of electricity and these lamps. Lamps are working until and unless they are connected with the source of energy. The moment the electricity is gone or is made off from the source, then all these lamps will be off and all these lamps will not work. However you switch them on, they do not work. For they receive their whole existence, their whole light from the source of energy. It is not the case that they should be left independent, they should be left aside when they are created and then they should independently function and work. This is not the case. Within every second, within every hundred and thousands of the seconds, the human beings are in dire need of Almighty Allah's favor, Almighty Allah's compassionate mercy. And that is what we believe, that Almighty Allah is not like that of watchmaker. Almighty Allah shower his blessings upon all the creatures every moment. The moment Almighty Allah, if Almighty Allah forbids and shun his mercy, of course the whole world and the whole universe would collapse. The whole universe would collapse. So this is very much important to keep it in mind. And secondly, from the Islamic and from a philosophical perspective, then later on we will be discussing in detail, inshallah, that the creatures and the beings are categorized into some three categorizations or classifications. They can be set into three categories. The first is a being that should be necessarily existent. We call it wajibul wujud. A being that is necessarily existent, and that is Allah. The next category of the existence is that they are contingent, they are possible. Neither their existence nor their non-existence is necessary. They are called mumkinul wujud. They can be possibly existent, they can be possibly non-existent. When the external factors help them exist, they would exist. When the external factors are absent, they would not exist. Our existence, I mean the whole universe existence, is of the second category. It means our existence is possible, contingent. It is not something absolute that we have to exist. No, our existence depends on Almighty Allah's favor, on Almighty Allah's blessings. So this is the response to the doubts made by the clockmaker theory, that this analogy is a fallacious analogy. We can never ever think that God Almighty Allah should be identical to that of watchmaker or to that of clockmaker. In the universe should be a clock. Part of this analogy would help us to prove the complexity in the rational designer behind this universe design. But later on, if we study deeply what the clockmaker theory says, of course we would refute it. We would have an intellectual rebuttal of this theory or this analogy. Why? Because Almighty Allah's blessings is showering every moment and second. Almighty Allah has not created the whole universe and then has left it or put it aside forever. No, Almighty Allah is still actively involved in running and operating this universe. We are full of needs, we the human beings, and all the creatures are in need of Almighty Allah's continuous blessings. The moment Almighty Allah disconnects this line, we will collapse. We would not exist. And then this analogy, I mean clockmaker analogy, negates and denies Almighty Allah's existential and legislative aspect. For they say that when Almighty Allah has granted us the blessings such as intellect, then we are not in need of Almighty Allah's revelation. But from the Islamic perspective, from the Holy Quran teachings, from the Quranic teachings, we believe that we are in need of not only the existence, but also in legislation, we are standing in need of Almighty Allah's mercy and favor. It makes a huge difference. So due to these problems and challenges that this theory or analogy faces with, we can never accept this theory. This was the response to the theory of clockmaker. So now let's see what the Holy Quran draws a picture from Almighty Allah. As it was mentioned, even in the previous nations, even in the previous generations, they had understanding of Almighty Allah. They did find Almighty Allah's presence in their hearts. Though sometimes, you know, when the human beings are fallen victims of their own carnal desires, their own sensual temptations, and their own wishes and whims, of course, at that time, they would forget Almighty Allah's existence. But the moment they face with huge amount of difficulties, the moment they face that all the doors are closed, all the materialistic and tangible doors are closed in front of them and they cannot solve their problems, that time they remind again Almighty Allah as a source of strength. As one of the pagans said that, or one of the, you might be a Muslim, told to Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam that how to define Almighty Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what do you do? He said that I'm a sailor or I'm working in the sea. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked him, "Has it happened that your ship has to sink?" He said, "Fortunately or unfortunately, yes. Once upon a time, it has happened that my ship, yes, faced with this difficulty." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that, "Were you at the brink of sinking? Were you at the verge of sinking in the depths of the water?" He was for sure. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, at that moment that you felt despair, the moment that you felt hopeless, all the doors were closed for you and no one was able to respond to your cry for help, did you feel some sort of strength within yourself that would might help you? And that man said, "For sure, indeed I have felt that still there is a source of strength that would save and rescue me from this fatal destiny." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "That is Almighty Allah. Sometimes these difficult situations makes us alert. Sometimes these catastrophic events make us aware of Almighty Allah's existence. You know that sometimes the human beings get proud of their scientific discoveries. Sometimes they say that we do not need any other source of authority or any source of legislation except our own intellect, except our own instrumental intellect and rational. But on those difficult moments, on those hopeless conditions that they find no one help him, at that time they feel that of course there is one that can help us, for he is all powerful, for he is the most merciful. We should always be alert that such an innate nature, such a pure nature Almighty Allah has granted us, they should not be made impure, or the dots of sin should never cover our hearts. That is very much important, to keep our hearts and our nature clean and sinless. Let me have a comparison between the Quranic teachings on Allah and that of the rest of the religions. As I said, other nations, other people did feel the presence of Almighty Allah, but they had problem defining Almighty Allah's attributes. They did understand Almighty Allah exists, but they had some misunderstanding, or they have fallacious conceptions about Almighty Allah's adjectives and attributes. So Quran has been revealed to correct them even in this respect as well. In the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah has been introduced as the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most gracious, and he is introduced, or he has been identified as an all-knowing creator, all-wise creator. He is able to do each and everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Every intercession comes out of his permission. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةِ. Even if the Grand Prophet, even if the rest of the infallible Imams or the Prophets come and intercede, all are authorized by Almighty Allah. None of them can take a very small and tiny step forward except by Almighty Allah's permission. While in the rest of the religions, there were many agents who were involved acting as lords. For example, the concept of Trinity. Though we believe that during the Jesus Christ, the people had their own monotheistic and unitarian conception from Almighty Allah. But afterward, of course, it has been distorted, and the conceptions such as Trinity came into existence. According to the Quranic teachings, Almighty Allah is one. As it is said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Tell that Almighty Allah is one. Allahu Samad. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Of course, no similar or no one is there to be associated with Almighty Allah. None shares lordship with Almighty Allah. He is unique. No parallel can be found for Almighty Allah. No one is to resist Almighty Allah's sovereignty. No one is there to stand up against Almighty Allah's all-powerful measures. Almighty Allah is all-wise, all-powerful. Coming to this conclusion that the Holy Quran or the Quranic teachings give us a very pure and very precise picture of Almighty Allah. That no one is parallel, no one is similar to Almighty Allah. He is peerless. He is the supreme source of authority in existence and legislation. He is the most merciful. He is the most compassionate. And indeed, He is the source of everything. Everything origins, or everything begins from Him. As you know that one of the characteristics of the faithful people is this, that when the afflictions visit them, they say, "We are from Allah, and to Him we would return." They say, or their motto, their slogan is, "Qalu inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." We are from Him, we belong to Him, we are totally in debt of Him, and to Him we would return. "Qalu inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." That is told with emphasis. That there is no other source that we have to return to. It is Almighty Allah. And due to this, whenever they face with challenges, they do not feel despair. They do not find themselves hopeless. For they believe in this supreme source of strength, that is Almighty Allah. Whenever their dears and beloved ones are dead or receive martyrdom, again, they do not feel lost. They feel that, of course, everything is in the hand of Almighty Allah. We will be rewarded if we keep patience. So this is the picture the Holy Quran gives us from Almighty Allah, that He is all merciful, He is all wise, all knowing, omnipotent, omniscient, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most gracious. Such a Lord deserves to be loved, and we have to love Almighty Allah. He is merciful. He loves everyone to embrace Almighty Allah's teachings and to connect themselves with eternity. To connect these variable and changing phenomena with the eternal existent, that is Almighty Allah. The conclusion that can be drawn from this lecture is this. That firstly, we responded the doubt that was raised in the previous session, that was the clockmaker theory. We responded this doubt. Secondly, we talked about the Quranic teachings about Almighty Allah. What a picture the Holy Quran and the Quranic teachings draws from Almighty Allah. We talked about this. Finally, let me draw your attention or call your attention upon some two important elements. That why we believe in Almighty Allah, why the human beings believe in Almighty Allah. The first reason is our own primordial innate nature that calls us or that brings us to this conclusion that we have to pay attention to our inward voice, to our conscience voice, that Almighty Allah exists, Almighty Allah is present, bestowing upon us or showering upon us His blessings. This pure, innate, or primordial nature of human beings calls us that we have to pay attention to our Lord. As on the first sessions, we talked about the sense of curiosity. This is another important issue, that human beings intrinsically, they are made in a manner that they should pursue perfection and they should go towards the responses of their fundamental questions. For example, are we composed of spirit and physics? Are we created void in this world? Are we created purposefully? What is the purpose behind our creation? Or who is the creator of this universe? Who is the creator of this beautiful cosmos? Whenever he pursues all these fundamental questions, finally he would be led to Almighty Allah's existence. And then finally he would believe in Almighty Allah. So this sense of curiosity, first. Secondly, the primordial nature of the human beings are the two main factors behind believing Almighty Allah. The third is the heavenly sent prophets and messengers. Throughout the history, we have their records. For sure, all of them have come and invited the human beings to believe in Almighty Allah, to believe that Almighty Allah exists, to believe that you are not created without any purpose, you are not created without any target. No, you have goals, you have targets, and you should go towards your perfection. Another reason behind our belief in Almighty Allah is the heavenly sent prophets and messengers, along with their scriptures and their books. So these are the three important causes that we believe in Almighty Allah. Inshallah, in the next session, we will be talking about this important question, that what are the reasons, what are the arguments that prove Almighty Allah's existence? Though the human beings with their primordial nature would find and feel Almighty Allah's existence. But how to do or what to do with those who are doubtful? What to do with those who have yet remained skeptical about Almighty Allah's existence? How to convince them? What are our arguments that we have to make them satisfied that we believe in Almighty Allah? If they bring some arguments that negate Almighty Allah's existence, what should be our own counter-arguments? So all these would be treated, would be addressed in the next episode and session. May Almighty Allah bless us all, dear viewers, firstly, grasp fully Almighty Allah's instructions that have been revealed through the Quranic teachings. And secondly, apply them in our own practical life, so that we have to have a peaceful life in this world and in the next. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.